Okay, so we began, this is our third shiur actually. So the first two shiurim we spent trying to analyze the Easter of Hilas Chametz and Hanaas Chametz, and trying to determine how that fits into the larger picture of Machalos Asuras. And what we generally explained was that there are different types of, it makes sense to think that there are different types of Machalos Asuros. Torah presents them in different ways, and objectively, they have different types of characteristics. There are some which seem to be very incorrigible. You know, they reflect a certain repugnance. Again, the Torah speaks about them as Sheketz and Toeva. They seem to be, if not Yisur HaHefza, at least certainly Hefza Shalisar, the kind of thing that the Ramban speaks about as being the Tamte Mesalev, at least being metaphysically flawed and metaphysically problematic. And then there appear to be other Macholos Asuros, as we've discussed, which are maybe the opposite. On the contrary, you just need a very high level, and you need a certain level of preparation or a certain stature in order to be able to eat or drink, you know, such foods. Example, things that are Mutarim Lekoin, of course, but are Asurim Luzarim. That's Macholos Asuros for Azar. But it's not Macholos Asuros because it's something, you know, that we recoil when we look at this case. That's on the contrary. It's a Davar Shebikdusha, and it's limited to a Kohen. And those are not the only two categories. There are quite a few others, as we discussed. The Torah treats different Macholos Asuros differently in terms of its language, whether it uses the language of Achila, what form of Achila, whether it speaks about, as I say, you know, Anshe Kodesh Tiunli is an introduction, or it's the opposite, Sheketsu Toevahi, etc. And the question of Onshim, the question of the actual conditions of the Easter, all of these indicate that there are different Machalos Asuros. And having said that, so our main topic, which is comments, you know, is a particularly intriguing one. Because on the one hand, as we indicated, Chametz seems to be, on a certain level at least, it gives the appearance of being an Easter Zman, meaning it's the staple of our diets all year round, and then all of a sudden, for these 7 days, it's a prohibited substance, an Easter Chabur. And how do we understand that concept? It's something that tomorrow will be, an honorable part of our meal, and was yesterday as well, I mean, literally yesterday, maybe a few days ago. And for this particular week, it's repugnant. It's something which requires that we not only avoid it, but that we search it out, that we encounter it, that we destroy it, be or maybe even strafa, that we not even have it in our midst, these are Rabbi Matze, etc. How do we understand both of these elements? So one of the things that we were suggesting was that there are really two aspects. One is the Yisr Achila itself, and it's very chamor in terms of its zinim, but it's hard to understand that, it's hard to say that it's metamte mesalev, that it's that the item is objectively or intrinsically reprehensible. And I think that's one perspective. On the other hand, the point is that the presence of chametz is particularly offensive when we're telling the story of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we're commemorating the leaving of Mitzrayim. And with everything that chametz, I guess, symbolically, reflects as opposed to matzah, and therefore there are really two different. This is kind of a dialectic when you talk about chametz. It's both more kal because it's an Yisr Zman, and it's also more chamor because symbolically it's antithetical to Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim and everything that goes into that. Then we indicated that in particular this may zero in on one pasuk, the pasuk of Lo Ye'achel, and we point out that the Torah uses the expression "you should not eat chametz." Lo Yochal, Lo Tochal, Lo Tochlu, Lo Yochlu, all in the verb, active verb form. And of course, we derive all sorts of dinim from those formulations. That's in Parak Yud Beis of Shemos, in the 12th parak of Shemos. 12th parak of Shemos is where the Torah develops the dinim of Pesach Ledoros, the description of Pesach Mitzrayim, and the dinim of how to commemorate Ledoros going forward. And that's what we're told. You know, there's a Kiyat Tashbisa, there's an Isra Ba'yirah, there's an Isra Achila, all sorts of Isra Achilas, Kol Nachmetzes, Chameitz, Sahar, all the dinim. in Perek Yud Gimel of Shemos, Parshas Bo, there the Torah begins in a wider description. Torah speaks about the din of Pidyon Bekor. Torah speaks about Zohar Yom HaZeh Sheyitzasim Mitzrayim. And that pasuk of Zohar Yom HaZeh Sheyitzasim Mitzrayim, that's where the Torah adds Lo Ye'achel Chametz, the form of not active, do not eat, but Lo Ye'achel Chametz, Chametz should not be eaten. What I was suggesting was that that's part of the Chumrah and part of the Kula of Chametz. Chametz is an Issa's man, but at the same time, inasmuch as it is the antithesis of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim, so not only should you not eat it, but you should be not be connected to its being consumed. And what we were pursuing is three issues which highlight this approach. The first one is Chizkiyah, here on Kaf Aleph Amud Beis. This is what we discussed already. Right, where the Gemara says, how do you know that there's a Yisra Hana of Chametz at all? How do you know that Chametz is prohibited from benefit? Maybe Chametz is only prohibited from eating. So the Gemara says, this is on the two dots here, 16 or so lines down, Amar Chizkiyah, Minayin L'Chametz HaPasach Shasa V'Hana, Shenemar Lo Ye'achel Chametz, Lo Yehid Bo Hetra Achila. And the Gemara explains that this is the position of Chizkiyah. Tamid the Kosav Rachmana Lo Ye'achel Chametz, Lo Kosav Lo Ye'achel, Havamin Yisra Achila Mashma Yisra Hana Lo Mashma, that if the Torah had only written, and not written Lo Ye'achel, we would have thought that it's only Yisra Achila and not Yisra Hana. Upligid Rabavo, Dom Rabavo, Komakov Shinemba Lo Yochalo Tochalo Tochlu, Echad Yisra Achila, Echad Yisra Hana, Vimashma, Anchi Farid Lacha, Akosum, Kedar Shapir is Lacha in the Vein. Rabavo thinks that we know Yisra Hana not only in Chametz, but in Kol Torah Kula, whenever the Torah says the expression, or uses the expression of Yisra Achila, the verb, the active verb, it always includes Achila and Hana. Unless the Torah specifies limiting it to Achila, or as the Rambam expands on this, unless we have a Masora, Torah Shabbat Peh, which limits it. So we have this major debate between Chizkiyah and Rabbo. Chizkiyah says the Yisra Hana of Chametz is derived from Lo Ye'achel, and Rabbo says that it's based on Lo Tochal, Lo Yochal, etc. So what we tried to explain was, number one, where do you get Yisra Hana from the word Lo Ye'achel? Especially if you think that Achila doesn't normally include Hana, which is the view of Chizkiyah. Rabbo thinks every Achila includes Hana unless otherwise indicated or specified. But Chizkiyah doesn't think so. Chizkiyah thinks you have to prove Hana. How do you prove it with Lo Ye'achel, Lo Ye'hebo Heter Achila? So that's problem number one, and Rashi makes a suggestion, which we already analyzed. I tried to show that some other Rishonim might disagree. Secondly, the question is, do we paskin like Chizkiyah or Rabbo? And here we noted that there's some dispute about whether the Rif paskins like Chizkiyah or Rabbo, Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam, in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, clearly paskins like Rabbo. He almost quotes the language of Rabbo, and that's the Rambam that we read. But in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Chametz, Halacha Beis, which we'll look at again just for a second, the Rambam seems to paskin like Chizkiyah when it comes to Chametz. This is the Rambam. If you look at Hilchos Macholos Asuros on the bottom of page 1, Kol Makom Shenemar Batar Lo Tochal Lo Tochal Lo Yochal Lo Yochal Echad Yisra Achila Echad Yisra Hana Bin Mashma Ad She Yifrot Kasuv Kedar Shapira Bacha Bin Aveva. Right, when it comes to Yisra Hana generally, how do we know Yisra Hana generally when it comes to other dinim? From the language of Achila, unless we have either a Masora or the Pasuk itself tells you that it's only Achila, not Hana. In other words, the Rambam paskins like Rabbo. On the other hand, if you look at, and then he goes on and explains the rest. The next halakha, here on page 2, look at Chametz Perek Aleph Halakha Beis, from the Chametz of Pesach, Asur Bahandaya, Shenemar Lo Ye'achel, sorry, that must ruin the whole thing, Lo Ye'achel, Chametz, Lo Ye'hebo Hetra Achila. Here he is, again, quoting the words of Chizkiyah. How can he paskin like a Rabbo and Macholos Asuros, which is general, and when it comes to the specific application of Chametz, it's Lo Ye'achel. I mean, the Gemara itself seems to say that the argument should Chizkiyah and Rabbo applies even in Chametz. Right? And then the Rabbah adds, HaMiniach Chametz B'Shus HaMetasach HaFav Yishua Ochlo Over B'Shei Lavin, Shenemar Lo Yirael Lechal Sa'ar, Dechol Gvonachal, Venemar Sa'ar Lo Yimatzei devateichem. So it's also curious that the Rambam develops the iser of shehiyas chametz, that is the iser bayra bayimatze, leaving chametz in your possession, in the same halacha that he quotes lo yeachel chizkiyas limud for the iser achim. So what's going on? So this is the first of the three examples that we gave. I think what's really happening here is that the way the Rambam interpreted lo yeachel lo yehei bo hetzer achila, the way I think the Rimel O'Neil and the Rashash and Bechoros interpreted, not the way Rashi and 90% of the Rishonim interpreted it, is that they understood that lo yeachel lo yehei bo hetzer achila means the diktuk and the pasuk tells us that we're interested not only in what the Gabra is doing, right, but his being responsible for the chetz of being consumed, lo yeachel. And that's where hana comes into play. Because achila and hana, according to Chizki at least, as actions are two different actions. But if we care not so much about the action, but the fact that the object is being consumed, is being partaken of, then it doesn't really matter to us much whether it's achila or hana. The point is that the object is being benefited from. The object is being utilized in a functional way. So lo yehei bo hetzer achila lo yeachel is the Rambam's way of saying that when it comes to chametz, right, whatever you want to say about maisa achila, you know, it's matamte misaleim, it's not matamte misaleim, it's worse, it's better. There's one dimension of chametz which certainly doesn't apply automatically in Kol Yisurim, and that is, in addition to the verb, to the obligation to cease and desist from the eating of chametz, there's an expanded obligation not to be connected with, not to be mitzuraf to achilas hachafza. That's lo yeachel, lo yehei bo hetzer achila, and that's why I think the Rambam intentionally continued with hamenia chametz pershusa v'tasa chafafish lo achal over b'shem avim lo yera'ev lo yimatzei, because the isa shehiya, not having chametz in your reshus, is of course not connected at all to your action. It's passive, right, and nothing to do with achila, obviously. But if I think that the chafza of chametz interests me as well, meaning that it should not be consumed, I should be not connected to its consumption, the way that I relate to it per se is important, then the Isur Shehiya Bayra Bayimatze is something that belongs in this halacha. That's number one. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two.
So how do you resolve the Sira and the Rambam?
So the Sira and the Rambam, I think, is just, well, I mean, the Gemara implies that Chizkiah and Rabbah argue about chametz. The what you have to say, this is what the, I didn't say this, others have said it, Basemes and others say, that apparently the Rambam will be of the opinion that since chametz is also more kal, because it is an Isur Zman, so even if in Kol Torah Kula, Achila, Lo Yochal, Lo Yochlu, Lo Tochal, Lo Tochlu, includes Isur Anah, that will not automatically be true when it comes to chametz. Therefore, you need a separate, more particular limud, which Chizkiah and Rabbah really argue about two points when it comes to Isur Anah and Kalat HaPesach. One is the limud, and number two is whether or not this limud is general or particular to chametz. So Hashem's idea is we need a particular limud to chametz. I would add a third point, and this is connected to what I'm saying, and that is the Rambam maybe could have accomplished Isur Anah, since he passes like Ramavo, with the words lo yochal, lo tochlu, lo yochlu, etc. But what the Rambam added with Chizkiah was the idea that this Isur Hanah isn't a routine Isur Hanah either. It's an Isur Hanah of lo yehei bo hetzer achila, of lo yeachel. It comes from the chafza. And I think that this is connected to another halacha, which we'll soon see. The other two halachos are behemoth hefker, which we're going to speak about now. We spoke a little bit about it last time, but we didn't get really a chance. And if we have a chance today to finish up with it, if not next week, the principle of Chatzishir. The Rambam himself quotes Lo Yeachel in connection with Chatzishir. So let's read the halakha, and then we'll come back to it later. But you should be aware of it. This is the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halakha. Halakha Vav. No, Halakha Zayin, sorry. On the bottom of page 3. Ha'okal min ha'chametz atzmo. If you eat chametz itself, real chametz, everybody have it? The bottom, very bottom of, you see, again, I didn't, you know, space these so well. So, right. It's Halakha Zayin. Then you have a Magen Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah underneath it. But it's, you'll see Halakha Zayin there. And it says Ram Bichus Tamet, the Man Tatar Galat, Lachal Bam, and it's Halakha Zayin. Halakha Mera Kamet Atzal Pesach Kol Shehu, Hareza Otsa Min HaTorah. If you eat less than a kazayas of chametz, you violate the Eastern Torah. Shenemar lo yeyachel chametz, the same pasuk. Afal b'chein in uchayet karis of karban, ela al kashir shu kazayas, v'oko pakas mi kazayas temezin, makin oso makas margis. So this is the halacha of chatzi shir. What's the problem? The problem is that the Rambam go up one, perek yud dalid, hilchos macholos asuros, and says, kol yisurim macholos shu b'torah, Shiurim b'kazayas beinoni. All of the Yisurim in the Torah, I'd have a quantitative shear. That shear is kazayas beinoni. Bein l'malkus, bein l'kares, bein l'misa b'day shemayim. Kvar b'yarnas, shakol l'chayit kares, l'misa b'day shemayim, amacha lop. Then halacha beis. B'shear zen, kol ha-shiurim halacha l'moshim yisin, I aim. These are part of the tradition. The asur b'na Torah, lechol kol shehu midvar ha-asur. Right, you're also not allowed to eat less than the shear min haTorah. Aval ein aloka elal kazayis. You only get malkas for kazayis. The malchah kosher pakas mikashir makanos amakas mardos. Now, this is a general halacha in Hilchos Macholos Asuros. All Macholos Asuros. It's based on the Gemara in Yoma. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Let's just look at it for a minute, and then we'll go back to it later. But if you look again, a couple of entries above Talmud Bavli Masechet Yoma Ayin Dalad Omen Aleph. I'm two above. Gufa, Kati Shir Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asa Min HaTorah, Reish Lakish Amar Mutar Min HaTorah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asa Min HaTorah, Kivin Dechazi Litz Tarufe Yisura Ka'achil. Reish Lakish Amar Mutar Min HaTorah, Achilav Rachmana V'Leika. So there is a debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says Kati Shir is Asa Min HaTorah, right, in order to violate and get malchus, onesh, you need the shear. If you eat less than the shear, you are still in violation of the Torah. You just don't get the onesh. That's the din of chati shear asur min haTorah. And Reish Lakish says no. Torah establishes the shear. It's not just for onesh. It's for the Eastern Torah as well. That's the argument. We'll get back to it. We pass it like a Yochanan, but Chati Shir is also not Torah. The Gemara gives the explanation of Chazi Lid Sarufei, because it's worthy to combine. I eat a less than a Shir, another less than a Shir, another less than a Shir. Right? In theory, I could combine to a Shir Shaleh. And the Gemara also, I should have quoted that part of it, but I didn't for some reason. The Gemara also quotes a Pasuk, Kol Chelev. Pasuk says Kol Chelev. It doesn't say Chelev. What's Kol Chelev? Right? Any amount of this Pasuk. Kazayas to be located to get kares, but kol chelev any amount is awesome. What's the problem? So the problem is the Rambam Machlokes Asuros, Paskos are Rabbi Yochanan, and thinks that Chatzi Shir is also min haTorah, and the makor is kol chelev. Why does he have a separate makor dafka for chametz in Hukos Chametz Matzah? And what is that makor? The same pasuk, lo yeachel. Number one, why isn't it used up by Chezkiah? See about that in a minute. And number two, where did he get this makar? At least when he quotes Chizkiyah, so the question is, but he passes like a Mavoh elsewhere, how come he's quoting like Chizkiyah here? But at least he didn't make up the makar. The makar is in the Gemara, we just read it. Chizkiyah says, lo yeyachel. But when it comes to Chatzishir of Chametz, Otsam la Torah based on lo yeyachel, A, why does he need it? Does it call it Torah Kula? That parallels the Yisra'na'a issue. What does he need? Lo yeyachel, he's got the Mavoh. Fine. But the second question is, there's no Chizkiyah here. There's no Gemara, there's no Matan that we know of. As far as we know, this is the Rambam's innovation. So he took a pasuk that he has already used, right, that doesn't appear anywhere else, right, as the makor for this din, and he's applying it to something which doesn't need a makor. Lo yeachel, the makor for chatzishir. We'll get back to it. That's the second halacha. The third halacha is the one actually that the Minchas Chinuch is very troubled by the Rambam omitted. That's the question about Hilas Behema Shel Hefker. Ha, Cholas Behema Shel Hefker, actually. Feeding an animal of Hefker.
Keep kosher who exactly the same thing as a Chatzishir. Well, why did Rambam assume different lashonos?
It's a good question. I'm not going to deal with it now, but the Kesef Mishnah deals with that. I'll just show you in 1 second. If you look on the fourth page, most people don't make anything of it. What's that? Oh, the fourth page, I guess I have a different... okay. The Kesef Mishnah. Okay. Okay. In my printout, and I have for my house, I have... What's that? The Kesef Mishnah zeroes in on some of the problems. The Ramach earlier, when the Rishonim, is even more severe than the Kesef Mishnah. Kashali, number one, Lamali Krav B'Chavetz Pesach. I'll be calling Surah Shavu Torah Kaimel and Chatzis Shiras Lamanato. Why do we need a special pasuk for Pesach? Oh, Kasha, even Ipcha Havalei Lamelech Mina. The Lo Yeachel. Shir Achila Mashma. If anything, Achila signifies Kazayas. And the Rambam's trying to explain less than a Kazayas. So not only is he quoting a pasuk that he doesn't need, that the earlier Makoros never quoted for this, it seems at cross purposes to what he wants to accomplish. We'll discuss this part when we get back to it. Tzorchim. Then he says, your point. Hamasha Kasa Va'ocha Pachos Mi Kazayas to Bezin. Kashali Lamali Pachos Mi Kazayas. So Ochel Kolshu Kaibina. It says pocket mikazayas, and it also says that's draft, right? Kolshu. So the Kesef Mishnah says, yeah, there are two different dinim. And Yerali Shalati Shemarosh Ababa Pasav Ochel Minakom It's Kolshu Asur Minat Torah Mash Minakilu Achila Kolshu Hu Maat Minamaat Sheimah Anak Klau Asa Achalash Minan Tenei Yisura Ika Abal Makas Mardus Leika Ad She Davar Haroy Lihanos Bimenu Grono Ktas. So basically, the Kesef Mishnah came up with, based on his reading of the Rambam, like you did, with there being a new third halacha now. Right, there's the Shir, then there's Kol Dehu, where you're not even nana at all, but you're eating something, and then there's you're eating something which you derive benefit or pleasure. You know, it's a something, but it isn't the Shir. And he's suggesting if there's an afkamina. And that is in terms of Makas Mardus. Then he adds, he says, Akkosha the Mad Gavul Yesh, Penzelaze, Odeminole Le Pluge Bahachi, the Tzarchim. Says, you know, number one, where do you draw the line? And number two, you know, how do you know that there's this new, two dinim of Chatzishir in the Rambam? Either way, it's fascinating that if there are these dinim, it seems once again that the dinim of Chametz, not necessarily the name of Kala Tara Kula. Our job here, our function right now, is trying to figure out, you know, is Chametz unique? Is Chametz unique in a way which forms a pattern? So this Rambam, this question of Chametz Yishir is obviously very crucial, and we'll get back to it. Before that, I want to speak about the middle case, which we began to talk about last week, and that's Kala Shalafka. Again, this is one that the Rambam actually omits, and the Minchas Kino says, why'd you omit it? There's an explicit Yerushalmi, which you're going to read in just a second, that says you're not allowed to feed an animal chametz b'pesach, even if he's not your animal, even if he's owned by someone else, or if he's a behemoth. That's the Yerushalmi. And the Minchas Chinuch asks, how come the Rambam didn't quote this halacha? Okay, so where is this Yerushalmi, and what is the significance of the Yerushalmi, and what's it based on? So once again, it's fascinating. Our friend Lo Yeachel. Again, this is on page 2, at least in mine. Talmud Yerushalmi, the second talking part based off Chavchas Tur Gimel. Everybody have that? Amar Rav Huna, whatever it is. A little hard to read Yerushalmi, so just bear with me. The Sheik Rebbe, Mutar Lachilo Leklavim. So at first we have some statement that you're allowed to feed chametz to the dogs. Sounds like a cliche. Then something else. Masina misne kol chametz lo shos, man tan the shos rab meir. And that I think goes on a different issue, the question of being medayik in language. This, like the Babli does, when you have to get rid of your chametz to the nisarna, when to the machilah, shah kamishis, shah shishis. Skip that for now. Then we go back to this topic of the kela. Listen to this. Amar abun barchia, kumi rab zeira. So meres shemuter lachilo. Going back to the first point, it seems like it's muter lachilo the behemoth hefker. Hence, Rav Yirmiyah v'atzinan mefarer. Kikros. Rabbi Yossi, lo amar ela b'farer. Mekivin Shapiro, batel. Well, what is that shakabataria? It seems like they have the following discussion. But this way, some most of the Nosekelim and Rishami interpret it. The Mishnah, just to go back to it for a minute, on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph says as follows. Right, Kol Shasher Mut Alecho Machil. That's, I think, the part about Rameir and whatever. Whenever you're allowed to eat, you're certainly allowed to feed your animal, meaning if you can eat it, you can have benefit from it, or even less. Heima Kaya Ophos. Mochel Nachri, you can sell it. Mutabahan also. Over Zmano, once you're past the time when you're not allowed to eat it, also Bahan also. Right? The Layasik Botana Vikiraim, you also can't use it for fuel. Right? It's also Bahan. Rabbi Yudomer, Indi Chametel Abisreifa. The proper way to get rid of the Chamet is burning it. Chachamim Omrim Ach Mefare Vizor Leruah Chamant Aliyah. Chacham say no. You can also shred it. Right? And throw it to the wind. Or throw it into the sea. Ah. So the Rishalmi zeroed in on this problem. What about feeding during the time when it's asur to eat chametz, and it's also to be nana from it? Are you allowed to feed it to your animal or not? After all, the Mishnah says that according to the Chachamim, what do you do with chametz? You throw it to the wind or you throw it into the sea. Now, if you throw it into the sea, there are fish in the sea. Right? Of course, there's how many fish are there in the sea? But there are fish in the sea. So the point is, if you throw chametz into the sea, then the dogim could eat the chametz.
They're not humans,
are they? Ah, exactly. So the question is that a problem or not?
That's right.
Hefka. Well, we'll get that in a second. So that's what the Rishalmi seems to be discussing. That Dilsomeres, Mutalahachel, Behemas, Hefker. Apparently, it's not a problem to feed animals that are not yours chametz, because you're allowed to throw the chametz into the sea.
Doesn't
the Yam Hamei Yam HaMelech? Not necessarily. Hisiv Rab Yirmiya, Mefarer? Ah, do you have to shred? This is also my focus on the Bavli later on. It says, Mefarer Bezor
L'Ruach.
You have to do both. U'mat. So does the Mefarer go on the Mataliyam or only on the Bezor L'Ruach? Right? So the question is, if you have to be mefarer, so that might be an explanation why, how you can throw it in the river, the animals are going to eat it, the dogim are going to eat it. The answer is nah, because it's gone, basically. Its identity is lost. It's been, subject to mefarer. So that's what the Rishalmi says. So Rav Yirmiya, Kikros, Rav Yirmiya thought you don't have to be mefarer, you can throw pieces. Therefore he thought, oh, this proves that you can be machil with the Hamas Hefker. Amalei Rabbi Yossi, lo omer lemefarer, bekivin shapiru, batel. Ah. Then he says, v'aydi omer da, lo yeachel chametz, hayom, hafilu leklavim, hareza boslo bol osur bahana. Since the Torah says, on this day, lo yeachel, that's our pasuk again, right, chametz should not be eaten, right? So it's also bahana. So now the Rishonim says, well, what's that talking about? Ma'anan kayabin. Hivle kalbo. If we're talking about you can't feed it to your dog, you don't need a lawyer hell for that. Hatani, isur, hana. Ela kianan. Kayamin, afil kalabacherim. Dosamere, sha'asalachilo, the behemoth's hefker. Lo yeachel teaches you the din that you can't even give your neighbor's dog, even though you don't get any, presumably you don't get any benefit from it, or the Amos Hefker. And that's the conclusion of the Rishon. Seemingly that's the conclusion of the Rishon. The Bavli doesn't speak about this at all. But this is, of course, a very important halacha maisa, that's an important issue. Can you be machil, behemas hacherim, or behemas hefker, chametz, or not? Right? And conceptually it's important. So the Rishon says, no, you can't. Based on lo yeachel, the Midrash Chinuch, as I mentioned before, says I don't understand how come the Rambam didn't quote this explicit Yerusha Tzadik the Bible is against, is it? Some people think that there are certain Gemaras that imply against the Yerushalmi. Midrash Chinuch himself says, you know why? I know why I think the Rambam didn't quote it, because he already used lo yeachel up for Chatzishir. That innovative Rambam of Chatzishir, precluded his using the makar for hefker. But he didn't think that it was used up for chatzishir because he used it for chazkiyah. Right? That's interesting too. Anyways, the Rambam doesn't quote it. Not only that, Narsabu point out that Rashi seems, in his Teresh on the Bavli, to explicitly reject this Yerushalmi. Rashi and Psachan Hamad Beis, Shema Minah, Nidalo Nafkale, the High Yom Arishon, Erev Yom Tov, who? Elevishim the Osir Lahavir B'Yom Tov, Shema Minah, Svirulei Karab Yehuda. Because the Gemara there talks about whether or not the Torah says, Ach B'Yom Arishon, Tashvisus the Army Batech. What does Yom Arishon mean? So if we, you know, all things being equal, just we're interpreting the chat, we would say Yom Rishon means the first day of Yom Tov. Right, there's a 7-day Yom Tov, Ach Yom Rishon, the first day of that Yom Tov, right? Tashbisu Sa'armi Batech. So the Gemara says, no, can't be. Yom Rishon is Erev Yom Tov. It's the day of the 14th, not the day of the 15th. How do you know that? So the Gemara says, Shema Minah, there's a certain shock of the Tari in the Gemara, the Harim, the Hebrew, and where's the Shema Minah? And Rashi interprets, Mindalo Nafka, the Hayom Rishon Erev Yom Tovu. Ela Mishum, the Asa, the Haver Yom Tov. The Gemara says, how do you know that it's got to be the 14th and not the 15th? Because the Torah says, Tashbisu. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tashbisu means Shrefa. But you can't burn Chametz on Yom Tov, right? So Rashi says, the fact that we only, how do we know that it's not Yom Tov, because also Mahaber B'Yantiv. Shema Minah, Sri like Rabbi Yehuda. It must be because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda that Biur Chametz Tashbisu is Hayidei Shreifa. Shreifa shouldn't be on Yom Tov. It shouldn't be on Yom Tov, so we're talking about Erev Yom Tov. So I'm going to come on. Parak Kol Shah, Ein Biur Chametz, Ela B'Shreifa. V'yolat Lami Nosar, D'i Hashpasasam Kol Davar, Sri Relay, says Rashi, if this mandamar held that you can be a chametz any way you want, look maybe Yom Tov. Why not say that Ach B'Yom Arishon Tashbisu refers to the first day of Yom Tov? There's no malacha violation. The Yivarenu, the Dabar Acher. Get rid of it in some other manner. What will that other manner be? Yachilenu leklavim, o yashlichenu layam. Feed it to the dogs, or throw it in the river, or in the sea, however you want to interpret. Since, right, the Gemara proves that it's impossible that Tashbisu on Yom Rishon, it must be because that Gemara holds like Shema Minah, and we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that ain't Bir Chametz, Elo B'Shreif. That's the Rashi. What comes out of Rashi? That if you held Hashbisasa Mechon Davar, what would you be allowed to do? Feed it to the dogs. How can you feed it to the dogs against Yerushalmi? Shalmi says you can't feed your own dog and you can't feed anybody else's dog either. Not your neighbor's dog and not a dog of Hefker. Right? Because the Torah says, Lo, Yeachel. So there are people who point out this Rashi seems to be against Yerushalmi. Okay. On the other hand, that goes to Shri. Yeah, sorry.
Mentioned throwing it to the wind, wouldn't you get the
hanav
fertilizing the ground?
I mean, well, I don't know if it fertilizes or doesn't. I mean,
they have that entire war in Avodah Zarah, which you have to burn it before you bury it.
Fertilizing. Again, you're with fire air bizarre ruach.
I don't know what fire means.
Shredding
it. Shredding it doesn't stop the fertilizer.
Well, I don't know. Chametz fertilizes?
I don't know that it. I mean, Mafariu, I think that literally shredding, but I think it means making it not edible.
Yeah.
Even for a soul or whatever. Maybe.
Yeah, for sure. Mafariu.
It's toxic in some way.
Well, I mean, it's toxic. It just makes it. It's bottled the men with shame left.
Right, exactly.
It's just not.
Not even for a door.
Could be. So the Hagos HaShri, on the other hand, right, the Chachmei Ashkenaz, apparently like the Yerushalmi. Right, look at the next piece. Hagos HaShri, Pesachim Tzachim, Perik Beis Simin Gimel. I think I did better on this page than I did on the previous page, or the next page. Rivak Haya Oser L'Hashle Chametz B'Makom Hefker. Right, and one of the Chachmei Ashkenaz did not allow the throwing of Chametz in a Hefker place. It's a very serious Nafkanina, right? The Chazina B'Tmura, Kalhani Asiriana, Matukla, Kavura. The Mishnah says in Tmura that there's Nikbarim and Nisrafin. Right? What that means is, that whenever there's an obligation to burn something, something to the Yisra Hanan, it's an obligation to burn it, that's called Mishrafin. Right, it's supposed to be burnt. And the difference is, call it Mishrafin, Ephron, the Afer, the ashes are Mutter, because not Mitzvah. The Kibarim, if something gets buried, you're not allowed to, even if you're obligated to bury it, to remove it from contact, even if you happen to burn it, and it's Afer, it's not Mutter. Because there was no Nav the Mitzvah wasn't to burn it. That's a mission in Tamur. Oh. What does the Rivak want with this Mishnah? It says, why is there an obligation in the case of Chametz? Chametz, according to Chachamim, is Minha Nikabarim. Right? According to Pashtas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Minha Nishrafim. Why is it Minha Nikabarim? Why can't you just feed it to the dog? Right? Feed it to, so don't feed it to your dog. Feed it to the Hamas Hefker.
If it's
McBride,
why is it in the fire
of the
Ruach? I mean, why
does
it say
explicitly
you can bury it?
Right, and he's saying, why would you ever bury it? What he's saying is, why would you ever bury it?
No, if you
want
to get rid of it, why can't you bury it? Why do you have to shred it or throw it?
Well, if you want to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Tashvisa, there are two different issues. One is, can you make sure that it isn't around? And the other is, which could be all you need to cover it. The other is to fulfill the mitzvah tashpisa, but maybe you would. It's hard to know. Maybe you would. Depends what's under the rubric of the fire of Israel. Again, ma'ataliyam, if you need a piru first. It's not so clear. But the point is that you would never need nikbarim if you could feed it to the animal. Right? I mean, the zoological society or whatever it is, maybe, well, why destroy your chametz? Right? Umaisi raya, mirushalmi. Right? Lo yeachel should be not lo yachel. That's a typo. It's wrong. It's a bad typo because it ruins the pasuk. Lo yeachel chametz apil leklavim v'mem en kayamim ila kalbo hainu ana el apil leklavim acherim. That's the Yerushalmi. Hai v'hod etzan mefarer hainu dafka mishum de memachulei maya konim shiyavu lidei yisrana. If it's little teeny pieces, if you throw it in the water, so it just like evaporates, and it's or it gets ruined. It's saying it's not even worth it for the fish anymore, and therefore it's not lo bali dayad. That's the hagos hashri. So while Rashi appears to, and the Rambam tightens, Rashi and Rambam can't get better than that. Ignore the Yerushalmi or are against the Yerushalmi, right? The Chachmei Ashkenaz embrace the Yerushalmi. The Tur quotes the Yerushalmi la'alacha. He adds an important line. I don't have it here. I should have. That afa pishalo ne'aneh. I'll tell you why it's an important line in a minute. Even though he gets no benefit from it, nonetheless, you're not allowed to feed the hamas hefker because it's a violation of lo ye'achel. That's the Tur. The Shulchan Aruch, following in the Tur's wake, right, says asur la'achel chemtzo b'pesach apilu behemas acherin oshel hefker Yerushalmi. Except he didn't add the words hafalpi shalonan. He didn't say yes, he didn't say no. He just says, you're not allowed to feed Beimas Hefker or Beimas Hakerim comments with that. So see why this is important in that. The Magen Avraham, explaining this halacha, says, did mahanehu kishenose lebehema ayin mashakasa sinin taf memhe. That's strange. That's challenging. What do you mean mahanehu? Mahanehu means he's creating hana for the animal. And therefore what? Well, what's the problem with that?
Maybe the animal says
that. He's also, but it's also hana for him. It's not his animal. He is being mahana the animal. And therefore, if he's being nehneh, right, because it's his animal, then he's in violation of Yisrei hana. If he's being mahana the animal, right? Why is that his violation? He doesn't say the Magen Avraham. It's a tamua Magen Avraham.
Maybe he takes satisfaction from just being about chesed.
So then he's not mahana. Then he's men.
Well,
so that's what the Magen. That's what the
ecological issue is. He's benefiting the animal. He's benefiting himself.
Well, they just say, but that the halakhic category is that he's benefiting himself. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's what I want to show what happened here. It's being an interesting
the animal has.
Now, before I do that, I'm just going to show you the rest of it, though. Notice that he says, Ein Masher Kasav Simin Tov Mem Hei. Ein Masher Kasav Simin Tov Mem Hei. This is Tov Mem Ches. He says, look what I wrote in Simin Tov Mem Hei. We should look what he wrote.
Look at that.
Okay. So the next one, there it is. HaChametz Kasher Kegon Chitim Boi Pirur. If chitin made, they should be shredded. Kei kasav amagin mishnah das harabam. So chomer tzvila sheyachtav kol chitin lebeis lekim halakim. The emel betzvila kirashi d'day kishem bazar achitim. You just disperse them. In kei maik amar v'maik hametz kasha ruchule. So in atam mishum nu kasha el v'pnei she heim nesunim basak. V'vade kin amaram. The nam nahama bread. Low boy pure, doesn't have to be, you know, crumbed down. Shehurach v'nameis b'mayim. It's anyway soft, you put it in the water, it'll just shrivel up. Rav Beis Yosef mefarish, t'nehama, boy pure. T'chitim low boy pure. The opposite of what we just said. Okay, the details are not critical to us at the moment. They're interesting. In halacha, you know, t'chitim more, t'nehama less, more. But how do you break it down to avoid this problem? Fine. Then he says the following. This is where it gets important. The lindira, the yesh la'achmir v'lasos pirah b'shnehem. Fine. Miu im ishlichu lebeis akisei ein tzorach pirur. If you throw the, you know, the crumbs or whatever it is, you throw away the crumbs in the beis akisei, you don't have to worry about shredding it. But leikam l'nechmashir klenu kelev o'chazir. Why aren't you worried that an animal is going to come and eat it? And we pass into the Shulchan Aruch like the Yerushalmi, the Behemoth Hefker is also. The Imkain, Bamayim, Namayoko, also Adagim. Then you should worry also when you're Mefarer, Mezor Leruach, and you throw it into the river, you should be worried that the fish are going to eat it. Ella, Lo Chai Shinan, Kiven Shehu, Eino Neosein, Lefanav, Lechol. Right? Since he didn't actually, visibly, recognizably put it in front of the animal to eat, so the fact that he throws it and the animal ends up eating it, but he doesn't see it, he's not connected to it, that's not a problem. Big condition of the Magen Avraham, actually, it's interesting because, according to the reading, the more standard reading of the Yerushalmi, as we explained before, the Yerushalmi addresses this question and answers this question. Maybe how come Dagim Bayam, the fire of the Zohar Leruach, isn't a problem, isn't a violation of the Hamas Hefker? The answer is because he was Mefarer before he was Matal Yav. So it's Nimoach already, it's nothing. Magen Avraham obviously is bothered by this problem. He came up with a totally different answer. What's his answer? If I feed a Hamas Hefker in my presence, I give it to him directly, that's a problem with the Yerushalmi. If I throw it and he ends up getting it, I don't even know if he's going to get it, or if he gets it, you know, but I'll never see him get it. I don't have that connection, and it's not a problem. Big chiddush on the Magen Avraham. Keep going. The limira, the yeshal mayim mechunasim sheish b'ham dagim also lahashlich etocho. If you have like, you know, shallow water, right, and you throw crumbs into the water where there's fish, then that's a violation. Here's where he says the words duhu nenemi menu, because he, you know, enjoys watching the fish eat the food. Now, is that what the Magen Avraham meant later on when he said he's mahanes? Here he says he's nehanes. So just look what happened in the Mishnah Berurah. What happened with the Mishnah Berurah here, and this is again, I think I mentioned already last week, I think you have to see the earlier Makoros to be able to assess what's really happening in any sefer. What? Oh, okay, good. Shel hefker, right? The Mishnah Berurah says, "Diyesh lo hana'a, b'nesha memali ritzono lazbia lebehema." Now this is a Mishnah Berurah on top memches sifkat mechafches. This is a Mishnah Berurah that's commenting not on the second Magen Avraham, the earlier Magen Avraham. This is on the later one, the Shulchan Aruch says you can't feed Behemoth Hefker, the Magen Avraham says because you're Mahane. The Mishnah Berurah changed Mahane to B'yesh Lo Hana. How do I know that he's talking about the Magen Avraham? Look at Ayin Sin, let's see, Kot Nayin Hev Shar Tzion, Levush, the Magen Avraham. He's quoting the Magen Avraham. The Mishavur wrote the Shar Tzion. These are his footnotes. By who am I talking about? I'm talking about the Magen Avraham. But the Magen Avraham didn't say that. The Magen Avraham said Mahaneh. So where did the Mishavur get that he said Nene? I'm speculating. I'm making all this up. I'm not making it up. This is my reading of it. The answer is because the Magen Avraham said, look what I wrote earlier in Simit Tav Mem Hey. There he uses the expression, not Mahaneh, but Nene. So what's going on? I'll explain in 1 second. So the Mishavur says, the Yeshal Hanah, Mimashim Mimali, Ritzonu Lazdiel Behema. He has a great, like some of you said, right? He enjoys seeing, he's a kind-hearted person, and when the fish are feasting, or the pigs in the Beis HaKisei, you know, or that's an image, or the Kelev, you know, is feasting on his chametz, makes him feel good. The Ayin Debetzio, it says that people devote to chametz in a shul, also interesting, Gam Kain, even if it isn't his chametz, if you find someone else's chametz, still also a hasna chasnei Kelev. Okay, not only can you not give it to another animal, somebody else's animal, you're not even allowed to give somebody else's chametz to another animal. Wow. That's the Beis Yosef's extension. So what's going on here? Let's go further in the Shar Tzion for a second. Levush Shemagin Avraham. Mashma L'chora Dehu D'Raisa. That part I totally agree with. This whole Yerushalmi seems like it's not a Chumr D'Rabbanan. Lo Shum Chumr D'Chametz. But what's fascinating, L'fizeh Gam D'Sharei Yisurei Hana Asar. There should be a universal din. Whatever this Yisur Hana, it should be Asar. Why? Because this is an according to the Mishavur's reading of the Magen Avraham, what is it? It's an extension of the Hagdara of Nene. Whatever the according to this reading, not only when I save money on dog food, right? But even when I kindheartedly, you know, embrace my fellow, my canine fellow, right? Even that is considered Nene. Now, if that's considered Nene, objectively, right, and it's a very interesting idea, but then should that be limited to Chametz Pesach? Why? Whenever there's Yisur Hanah, we now know that Yisur Hanah also includes, right, the Hanah of being kind-hearted and sharing one's bounty. Correct? That's what the Mishabura is saying. Right? It's a Doraisa, it's not a Chomrah. Number two, it's not only in Chametz. L'pizeh, what do you mean L'pizeh? That it's Midin Nehneh, I think. Gam D'Shari Surah Na'asur. U'b'Prima Gadi, M'Sapik B'Zeh. Not so simple. U'b'Tashbeh, T'chele Gimel Sin Reh Tzadi Gimel M'Vur K'Bareinu. Ein Mati Yehuda V'Mor K'tzia. Right? B'Mesh HaKasu B'Zeh. Achein, the Bir Agra, the Sif. Katan Zayin, which by the way is also not so clear, because it's the Gra on the other, on next halacha, not on this halacha, but that's interesting too. Lefi Perish Domestic Eliezer, so maybe that's what he. Hey, I wasn't able to look that up. Muchach Dulodato Dafka Gabekhametz Asur. Three issues here. Right? Is it Nene or Mahane? Is it Dafka Chametz or is it Oli Surian? Is it Drabanan or is it Doraisa? So some posts can say it's Drabanan. Let's assume it's alright. Pashas of the Yerushalmi, it's alright, so according to Apostle. But if it's Chametz or Oli Surya, no, is it Mahane or is it Nene? So if you ask me, I don't think that this is Mukhrach in the Magen Avraham at all. I think what the Magen Avraham really had in mind, right, was certainly the Gra and others, is this understanding of Lo Yeachel. Lo Yeachel says what? Not Lo Yochal Lo Tocha. Right? It's not Rabbavo. Echad Yisra Achila, Echad Yisra Noav Mashu. What is it? It's the idea of you cannot be connected, right, not only to the eating of this chefetz, but to its consumption. It's being eaten. So if I give it to a behemoth hefker, I give it to the behemoth hefker, right? Am I connected to the achilas hakapsa? Is there achilas hagabra? No. Is there hanas hagabra? Is he nana? No. But it's a Yerushalmi's chiddush is, the Rambam didn't want to go so far. That's a violation of Lo Yeachel, because you are directly connected, right? You are responsible for this chametz being eaten by an animal. Doesn't matter that it's yours or not yours, right? If the violation was Yisur Hanah, it would matter. Who says that the Hamas Hefker is a violation of Yisur Hanah? It's a violation of, just one more second, Lo Yeachel. So now, what about the Magen Avraham earlier? He did say the word Nana. Here he says Mahana. The main halacha says Mahana, but he says, look what I wrote before. So I think the point is as follows. For you to violate Lo Ye'akel, namely, you are responsible for this achila taking place. You are connected to this achila, and that too is asur. Right? So you have to be connected. You have to be mitzurah. So the Magen Avraham says, listen, if you take chametz and you throw it into the river and you don't see where it's going, even if you know that there are probably fish that are going to eat it, but you know, you're disconnected to it. If you throw it to the Beis HaKisei and you know eventually Kodim and Chazirim, you know, wander around there, you know, so you're not connected. It's true that you are responsible for this eating, but it's a step removed. Right? If you have Mayim, you know, Mechunasim, shallow water, or you give it, Dafka, you know, to your neighborhood behemoth hefker, or to your next door neighbor's dog, you directly give him to eat, that is Lo Ye'akel. If you're Nana, from seeing it, that Nana is not the Mechayev. It's not Yisra Hanah. The point is, it's not sufficient for Yisra Hanah, because there's no financial benefit. It's not, you know, that kind of Hanah. But it's a Nana as a Mitzarev. So what the Magen Avraham says is, the Yisra is Lo Ye'akel. The problem is being Mahaneh. Because Mahaneh is Ye'achel. It's not Yochal, but it's Ye'achel. But provided, of course, that you be connected. And the connection is that other separate Nana. So, according to the Magen Avraham, in my reading of it, either way, in the Grah, this is not a din in Kol Torah Kula at all Yisra'ana. This is a din only where the Torah says Lo Ye'achel. Right? But if Chizki is the makar of Yisra Hanah, and it's Lo Ye'akel, then it's going to apply to Behemoth Hefker. But are you going to say it in Kelai Akerim and Basa B'Challah? Probably not. I'm not even sure, based on this, I mean, that's the Beis Yosef says, I'm not arguing the Beis Yosef. They're saying it theoretically. Beis Yosef says, oh, Behemoth Hefker, if it's also for Behemoth Hefker, it should be also for Chomet Shalacherim. I take Chomet Shalacherim and I feed it to the dog. I'm not so sure. Maybe it isn't. So maybe that's the tzuruf to the achayim, to the owner. Maybe Chometz shel hefker and behemoth hefker might actually be better than behemoth achayim and Chometz shel achayim. I'm not sure. That, I think, is an open question. If the halakha was nana in the Mishnah Berurah's understanding of it, namely, I'm a kind-hearted soul, I'm sharing my bounty, that constitutes Yisra Hanah, then for sure, none of this matters. It doesn't matter whether it's Chometz Shal Acherim, it doesn't matter whether it's Beva Shal Acherim, it doesn't matter whether it's Chometz, whether it's not from the Chometz. It's all the same. That was the question. Question? Yeah.
If you're hanging this on Lo Ye'akel, right, then it's got to be eaten, otherwise you don't accomplish anything. So if you're feeding somebody else's food to an animal, it's still getting eaten.
Yeah.
If you're hanging this on Hanah, then it doesn't matter if it's your food or anybody else's food. Hanah is yours when you're giving it to the animal. It doesn't
right.
make a difference.
Yocha,
it has to be eaten. That's why
we
throw in the ocean. Even though it's getting eaten, you don't care. You don't see it.
No, so that's the Magen Avraham's Kiddush. Meaning, Magen Avraham says it is going to be eaten, but there has to be a more of a personal connection to its being eaten.
Because you're not getting Hanah.
Right. But what I'm saying is, it isn't the Mechayev of Hanah. It's the Hanah as a way of connecting you to the Achilas HaHeftza. And the Nafkamina, it's not a din and call it, because if this is just the wider Hagdara of Hanah, then it should apply to any Yisra Hanah. Well, there's no Yichus to Chometz and Pesach. If it's what he says in the Locus Classicus is not the first one, it's the second one. The Magen Avraham's comment on the Shulchan Aruch Pesach of the Yerushalmi is not Nana, it's Sahana. That's what I'm saying. The Nana is just a way of connecting you. The Mechayiv is being Mahan. Through Achila, of course, as you said. Yeah.
When you're flushing it down the toilet, eventually you know. And whether you see it, whether you're Mahana at the time, but you know when you're flushing it, eventually it will be eaten by whoever.
I don't know, but let's assume that that's true. That's the Magen Avraham.
So that's right.
That's the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is saying, again, Yerushalmi didn't give that answer.
Right.
Yerushalmi said, oh, you're Mefarer before you're Zohar the Ruach.
Okay.
But the Magen Avraham is saying if there's no personal contact, then we don't care, for then the Yerushalmi doesn't apply. But this is a hugely important, issue. The Raisa Drabanan, Kamek specifically, or Shar Yisurim, and you have to be, you know, involved directly. You have to know which animal. You have to see the animal, etc. So these are all important.
If you were to feed food to an animal who which would induce a severe allergic reaction and warm up on lost out of the diet.
And that's such a Gemara question.
What a state, what a sadistic, what a sadistic,
are you allowed to, give comments to an animal and it would induce a,
I don't know. We would that still be considered lo ye'achel because he's eating it. I mean, it's shaloka derech hanaso for the animal. It's in a royal, it's achila gasa. I don't know. I just don't know that the. I don't know if anybody speaks about that. It's an interesting case. I could make the argument on both sides. And I could say, oh, if it's if it's achila shena ruya for the animal. Let's say the animal just had a big meal, and you know now it's for him it's achila gasa. If it's such a thing in an animal. So, well, I mean, he can't help himself. But the point is that does this law, what you're really asking, I'm only half joking. I'm half serious. Meaning, what you're really asking me is whether the shiur of lo ye'achel, right, is defined by achilas akelas. As opposed to, like, in Adam, right, when we're talking about achilas Adam, there are these demons. That's a second. The Dasa, we talked about Yom Kippur in that previous year. In a Roy, Shalom Kedera, we'll have it again as we move forward in the parent. You know, all these dinim that don't constitute Achila, or at least don't constitute Chiyu. Now, when you're Chayev for feeding an animal, and especially in the basis of Lo Ye'achel, you know, the passive form, so is it still true that the Haggadah depends on the animal eating in a normal way? Or in a beneficial way. I don't know the answer to that question because I can imagine, you know, that these hagdaros might be limited to human beings. And if animals, if they consume it and they digest it, the rest of it is not relevant to them. I just don't know. I just don't know. I don't know if anybody speaks about it. I could make an equally compelling case for each side. I think that's the issue. Yeah. Maybe his sadistic behavior towards animals, but towards human beings, obviously.
Right. I understand. I mean, that's what they do. I thought to myself, "What would do it in Sarah Pesach?"
Yeah.
You want to get rid of the
comments? Yeah, sure. Well, that's the question of the fire of Zohar LeRuach. What do you do with it? 100%.
That's the
question.
That's when we do the
question. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. You're absolutely right. I'm going to stop here, but let me just mention one final point. The Beis Halevi has a very fascinating tshuva, which I'm not going to go through right now, about this whole Beis Hefker thing. He thinks that the whole Yerushalmi is talking about something totally different. He links it up as a very famous Rashi in Beit Tanakh of Zion, that I'm sure many of you have heard of. Rashi develops a principle called Achshavei, in the following way. The Gemara there says that you can't burn, Truma Tmeya, or Kodshim Tmeim on Yom Tov. Right? You're not allowed to do that. So the Rashi explains that because it's a problem of Shreifa, you're not allowed to be Sorev, it's not considered Hetrochol Nefesh. Also, it's a different explanation, but there's no Hetrochol Nefesh. And therefore you can't, it's a violation of Malachas Habara on Yom Tov. Then Rashi says, so why not feed it to your animal? Why not be Machal Klamin? So Rashi says, no. Since you can't burn it, the ideal would be to burn it, and you can't burn it, so being Machal Klamin is Achshavei. Very strange Rashi, very controversial Rashi. Everybody's much inconstant still to try to say, what's Rashi talking about it? You can say Achshavei all day long, but it isn't Malachas Habara, is it? What is it? We don't know exactly what it is. But the Beis Halevi basically is very bothered. How could it be that Rashi doesn't hold an explicit Yerushalmi? How could it be that the Rambam doesn't hold an explicit Yerushalmi? So the Beis Halevi came up with this whole creative different interpretation of what the Yerushalmi is talking about. For him, it's all about Achshavei. It's connected to the Rashi and Beit. If I have a chance next week, I'll mention it for a bit. But mostly next week, I want to move on, Rit Hashem, to the question of Chatzishir for the Rambam, and that will finish up that part of the...